What is up, everyone? This is the Title Zone Podcast, the number one podcast for Filipinos who want to make an impact. I'm Nix, beside me.
This is the Kelvin Haler, and welcome to the Title Zone Podcast. I'm excited with our episode because
we have a very special guest. So tama lang na ma-excite ka. And I'm very excited because it's gonna be a fun conversation, and our guest today actually is a aesthetic dermatologist.
Nice. Kaya gusto ko malang kung may lunas pa ba tong pagkakalbo eh. Baka kaya pa.
Kaya pa yan. I think by the end of this episode, baka may mga ilang strands na mag-grow dyan. But yeah, I wanted to introduce our special guest, Dr. Kyla Talens. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kyla. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me, Nix and Kelvin. I feel so honored to be here, and I hope I can share some useful information to your audience today.
For sure, Dr. Kyla. Actually, thank you for accepting our invite and being here. I think we have a lot, there's a lot to talk about, and there's a lot to learn from you. Kasi it's not every day we get, someone like you to PC come here and share your wisdom.
Yan nga, sabi ko kanina, I'm super excited kasi... hair loss, anything.
kasi actually, Dr. Kyle, napag-uusapan namin nung parang mukhang hope. Kung gusto niya bumalik hair, pero mamaya siguro we'll go deeper into that. Pero Dr. Kyle, how are you? How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing very well, and I'm just so excited to be here. Of course, I'll be talking about my medical aesthetic journey and also my upcoming project.
Nice. Excited. So actually, you can kick it off with that. No? So you're an aesthetic dermatologist, doc. Can you tell us what that is? So for our listeners who maybe first time nilang marinig yun.
All right. Well, dermatology is a very broad field, actually. In the past, it used to cover only like pathologic or medical skin conditions, but then it has broadened to cosmetics. So I focus on cosmetics or aesthetics. I treat facial issues, body issues, and also hair issues.
Nice. Na-excite siya pag narinig niya sa hair part. Parang siguro, ang common parang idea ng tao pag siya is pag derma is talagang sa mukha, no? I think growing up, papaderma, like yung mga tita ko, like they would, parang yun lang yung idea ko of it, no? So parang ngayon, you're saying it's more than that, and it has more than just cleaning ng face, ganyan.
Yes, it's not just about acne treatments, and anti-aging is very big nowadays. And of course, we would like to do a more holistic treatment. That's why we also address body issues, hair issues, because after all, we do all these aesthetic procedures to feel good about ourselves. Our main objective is really to feel more confident and to feel good about ourselves, right?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, I think that's why people go for it. Sometimes, siguro, hindi naman irrational. Pero yeah, maybe. Sometimes when we make purchasing decisions or irrational decisions, I want to do it. I don't care how much kasi I'll feel good or I'll feel better about myself. No? So, but what made you pursue this?
Was there a light bulb moment before in your life na kung bakit ito yung gusto mo i-pursue?
Well, for me, it was more of an emotional decision because growing up, I actually had a lot of acne. That's why I felt so insecure, and there was actually a point in my life when I felt so depressed because of the way I look. So at that time, the medical aesthetic procedures were very expensive because lasers were just coming out then. So they were extremely expensive. Fortunately, my parents were kind enough to allocate some funds for my treatments. But then I realized it's still a lot. So I was inspired to study dermatology so that I could also help out people who are going through the same struggles. And I vowed to myself that I would make it like an affordable luxury because I know how it feels to want something that's pricey. So I want to make it accessible to more people.
Right. Wow. That's really interesting. Typically, when people say, I want to start my own business, and then maybe a mentor will say, try to find the problem that you want to solve. So for you, growing up, you wanted to do it because you wanted to solve your own problem. And then from that became your mission to kind of help everyone else. Diba? So actually very...
Yeah, I wanted to save money too. I don't have to pay for PF anymore. I just need to invest in machines and products.
But actually, gusto ko lang i-segue kasi naiisip ko to lagi. I'm sure, Kelvin, naisip mo din to. Dr. Caleb, you're a dermatologist. So, sinong gumagawa ng treatment sa'yo? Ikaw din? Or?
Yes, actually. Oh. My nurses do my body contouring treatments, for example. But I do my own injectables kasi I trust my hands only.
Is that how doctors are usually? If may kailangan yung doctor na, siya rin, sariling sikap na niya na.
Well, if you have friends, you can ask your friends to do it for you. Mm. It's just that I'm not a member of any dermatologic association. That's why I do my own treatments. I'm a lone wolf.
Is there a reason for that, Doctora?
I did my training in the UK. That's why I'm not part of any society here in the Philippines. Mm,
so yung mga network mo is more of mga nasa labas din. Sila yung friends mo.
And I'm a deep-end introvert. So I don't really mingle a lot with people.
No, that makes sense. So actually, ngayon ko lang tagal-inisip. So thank you for actually clearing that up. Sariling ano ba din?
Sariling sikap, yeah. Right? Like, I have videos of me injecting my own face.
Have you posted that?
Some of them, yeah.
Mayroon gandang content na, no?
May instance na ba na sumablay yung, I mean,
never.
Tusok?
Never. Look at me now.
Trust Dr. Akaila and skin philosophy. Well, we'll talk about skin philosophy later, no? But, you know, you mentioned about yung acne problems. And I don't know how severe that was. Pero was that really the driving force? Or was there something else na parang really inspired you to kind of push through? Because I know the journey of getting to where you are, like, it's not easy, no? So what was that thing that kind of pushed you towards that goal?
Definitely, it was the insecurity that really fueled my drive to go into this field and to like really succeed or at least do well. I know the severe impact of physical flaws on our psyche. That's why, you know, I was really determined to heal my physical appearance so that I would feel better. People were telling me before, you know, just love yourself, accept yourself for who you are. But even if you tell yourself, I'm pretty in front of the mirror, but then your conscious brain negates that statement, you still wouldn't feel good. So I just tried to focus on my good qualities. For example, I was hardworking. I was quite good in school. And then I used those positive qualities to motivate me to reach my goal, which is to look better. So I told myself, this is my game plan. Because I'm hardworking, I'm gonna put up an aesthetic business, and then I will heal my skin concerns, and then I can help other people later on.
But you'll help yourself first before you can help someone else.
Yeah, I agree with that. Loving yourself includes not only yung doing good things, having good attitude, surrounding yourself with good people. It's also like taking care of your physical health or appearance. Because, diba, there are times na yung mga something sa balat or skin mo could lead to something else na harmful, diba? So if you're gonna be really loving yourself, make sure to also include din yung pag-aalaga mo sa skin mo, lalo sa balat mo. Especially sa mukha mo kasi yan ang unang nakikita ng ibang tao sa'yo eh. Ano din, parang confidence boost na rin yun sa'yo and bawas insecurities if ano ka, ganun kang tao, no?
Nice. Ang dami kong tutunan din kay Dr. Kelvin.
I agree.
No? And I like the part where you said, no matter what you tell the mirror, very touchy subject, but I will stand by it. People, sometimes kasi, you know, you can affirm yourself. Pero if you truly love yourself, you would do something, di ba? At least anything. And hindi naman tayo lahat pinanganak na maganda at kwapo na innately naman lahat tayo artist agad. Pero you can do in your own way. Meron ka pa rin ceiling eh na pwede mo ma-hit na better than maybe your current version, and you can work towards that. No? So
definitely.
That's really, you know,
definitely.
Really love that motivation of
And it's not just about vanity, you know, because when you get acne, when you get hair loss, these are usually signs of an internal problem, for example, a hormonal issue. So when you actually pay attention to your body and you do something to fix it, you're actually showing yourself some love because you're caring for your body.
Right. Siguro since we mentioned yung acne, no? Tama ba, Doctor? Like, even adults still deal with it on a constant basis.
Definitely. And it's more rampant nowadays. Maybe it's because of our diet. We eat a lot of processed food. There's a lot of hormones injected in the food that we eat. That's why, you know, our chickens are gigantic, right? Because they've been injected with antibiotics and hormones. So the hormones that we eat would affect our hormonal regulation. Mm-mm. That's why we get a lot of breakouts even in adulthood. And then stress is another huge factor.
Yeah. Isi-sensor ko na lang to para hindi tayo kasuhan. Pero kunwari KFC. Like yung mga ganong chicken, medyo... Think, tama ba? Think twice when you eat chicken like that. Alam ko yun, I think I watched that before and may mga ini-inject nga na mga kung ano dun sa chicken.
Sa manok?
Oo. So, is that harmful?
Well, definitely, because those are not our natural hormones. Our hormones follow what we call a circadian rhythm. And when there's so much artificial hormones going into our system, that affects our own hormonal regulation. And I also mentioned stress. Stress affects other hormones as well, not just cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone. But when you have high levels of cortisol, your sex hormones are also affected. Your thyroid hormones are also affected. Your insulin is also affected. Your melatonin, the sleep hormone, is also affected. So they're all related. A problem in one hormone can cause like a domino effect on the others.
So would you say of an important kind of piece to your health is managing your hormones? And if yes, no, doc, what can we do kaya to manage that? Parang ang dami kasing things that could trigger that imbalance. No? So what would you say is the best way to manage that?
Well, I prefer to do hormonal rebalancing the more natural way. So we look at lifestyle instead of just giving prescription medications. I deal a lot of PCOS cases, polycystic ovarian syndrome, because one of the symptoms of PCOS is acne. When I was strictly following traditional Western medicine, I would give oral contraceptive pills or metformin to correct their hormonal imbalances. But these are just band-aid solutions because the root cause of PCOS is insulin resistance. So when we talk about insulin, what usually comes to mind? Sugar. So that has a lot to do with diet, sugar and a lot of carbs, for example. And it's not just what we eat or the amount of food that we eat. It's also what time we eat because our cells utilize insulin most efficiently at earlier times of the day. That's why if you want to lose weight or if you want to correct diabetes, for example, if you want to improve your blood sugar levels, right, it's best that you finish your last meal before sunset.
So 6.
Yes.
So IF, but like, are we talking 12 to 6?
Circadian rhythm diet combined with IF.
Because we've been hearing a lot of, I think since mga 2015, 2016, and you know, with social media, talagang dami push IF, the intermittent fasting. 12 to 6 is an example. 12 noon to 6 p.m. Is that good for that rhythm that you mentioned?
Well, when you do IF, like the minimum fasting time is 16 hours. So the maximum feeding time is 8 hours. You can increase the fasting time, but not the feeding time, of course. Personally, I prefer to eat from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. or 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. just to follow the circadian rhythm. Because, yun nga, as I said earlier, our cells utilize insulin most efficiently at earlier times of the day.
Mm-mm.
That's why our earliest meals are very important.
Well, that's good, no? So, pwede pala yun. So, pwede you start at morning and you end na ng hapon, afternoon, no?
Yes.
8 to 4, 9 to 5.
Yes. I know it's difficult at the beginning. Like, you get really, really hungry. You get cranky. You know, you...
Sa gabi.
Yeah. And even in the late afternoons, for example, like, you're set to finish your last meal by like 4 or 5 p.m. by 6 o'clock, you would feel the hunger pangs and you may become irritable. I know how it feels because I've been there. So my personal trick there is to eat more fruits and vegetables so that I feel full. And I actually don't deprive myself of delicious meals. I still eat savory dishes, like my favorite.
Mm-mm.
For example,
pizza.
Every now and then, I do have cheat days because, you know, life is short.
Yeah.
And I admit I'm not perfect. And for me, it's just a series of pluses and minuses. So as long as my pluses are far more than the minuses,
right,
you know.
It's a numbers game.
Yeah. Well, it shouldn't serve as an excuse, you know.
Okay.
Sobra, to drink all you want, to party all you want. Because you're gonna take supplements anyway. Mm. No, it's like garbage in, garbage out.
Right. Has to be, the ratio should be very far up, like 90-10 siguro, or 80-20 at most.
I mean, I admire people who are very disciplined. It's just that I admit I'm not yet there.
But I think, Dr. Nash, psychologically din, and just speaking on the cheat days as an example, but I think psychologically that it helps you stay on that path, that if you're gonna be strict on your diet or on anything, if you give yourself that allowance, as long as siguro nga 90% pa din is okay, then you, that 10% na nag-cheat ka, parang it, baka yun yung motivation mo to keep going. Kasi if forever ka nang walang ganun, di ba, baka mentally ma-harm ka din eh.
You feel so deprived, mm-hmm, right?
Mag-snap ka, magalit ka.
Yeah, I mean, it can really happen. That's why when I have my own cheat days, I eat food that I like. Eventually, because I've been doing the inner work, it's kind of automatic that I also regulate even during cheat days. I eat some sweets, for example, mm-hmm, but not a whole lot anymore. Yes. As I said, because I've been doing the inner work, I've really internalized my love for my body, that I don't want to do it any harm. Mm-hmm. Like, when I eat sugar, yeah, it feels good. But after a few bites, you know, I also stop. It wasn't like that before. Maybe like a year ago, whenever I would have my cheat days, I would really, really indulge. But because I've been doing a lot of like meditation and reflection and journaling, mm-hmm, I realized the reason why I want to be healthy is to live longer and to have a more comfortable life when I'm already old. Because you wouldn't want to live long and, you know, have all these aches and pains, mm-hmm, and all these restrictions, right? I guess it all boils down to finding out our whys. Why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to have clear skin? Why do you want to improve your self-image? Is it because of confidence? Is it because of like your desire to just feel comfortable? Stuff like that.
That's actually a good way to put it. If I like that, living longer. But what's the use of living long if you're like just suffering through it every day? So ganda siya long term.
Is there like solution ba, or at least what can, kasi there are people na ano talaga, wala silang option kundi kumain sa gabi, like mga 8, 9 to 12. Let's say halimbawa
mga BPO ba, kunwari gano'n, night shift.
Oo, yung mga, yun nga, syempre after work you're super hungry, diba? So wala kang choice kundi kumain. Is there any way to regulate yung pag-intake nila ng pagkain ng ganong oras?
Wow, that's a very tough question, and I get that a lot actually. That very same question was asked in one of the conventions that I attended on holistic medicine. The speaker said, well, you just advise your patients to earn shitloads of money in a shorter span of time so that they can retire early and regain their health.
Oh, so they don't, so kailangan nilang tankihin yung part na yun.
No, because you're not following the circadian rhythm. You know, our ancestors would wake up at sunrise and then sleep a few hours after sunset. So that's how our bodies are programmed. So we are meant to eat at earlier times of the day, do our physical activities at daytime, and we are meant to rest, to sleep when it's dark.
So it varies on, so let's say if you're in a different time zone, mag-iiba din ba?
Well, people who travel a lot, for example, are messing with their internal body clocks, actually. So you get a lot of hormonal issues also when you keep on changing time zones. So it's very challenging. There are some parts of the world wherein they get, for example, 24 hours of sunshine or 24 hours of darkness. So in these countries, they utilize light boxes to simulate daytime. Or they also use like blackout curtains or blackout blinds to simulate nighttime.
Ano pala siya? Medyo hassle if you travel a lot or you have crazy work schedules. I guess that's why there's this thing called graveyard shift na pay. Like a night shift, like additional pay.
Additional.
Kasi they're paying for that sacrifice that you're doing.
So. Graveyard.
Graveyard. Oh, yeah. Graveyard. Okay, guys. baka mag-cause tayo ng mass resignation sa BPO industry. Baka ma-bash ka. Yeah, no, so actually, I've been learning a lot. No, so this is great. So I think we can talk a little bit now about skin philosophy. Because that's kind of where everything that you've worked for, like in school and studying, like led up to that. So can you share with us more about skin philosophy?
All right. To be honest, I set it up because of personal reasons. I just wanted to save on costs. You know, I bought these machines so that I can do my own hair removal. I can lose weight faster. You know? It's for my own vanity. And since I've already invested in them, you know, might as well use them for commercial purposes. Keeping my old experiences in mind when I was still a student, you know, I was just relying on my allowance. I was very mindful that we keep our prices reasonable. I mean, they're not cheap, I admit, yeah, because if you want quality, there's a premium, right?
Yeah,
we cannot sacrifice quality by giving cheap products or using very cheap machines.
Which could be harmful also.
In the first place, you're doing all these aesthetic procedures to look better. Sometimes when you go for the wrong products or if the machines are improperly used by untrained professionals, you can end up with more problems like burns, scars, infections, you know.
Yeah. So when did you start it? When did you set it up?
I finished my fellowship in 2011. So I started practicing in 2012. But I've been transferring from one place to another. But technically, I started skin philosophy in December 2012.
Mm. It's 11 years something.
Yeah, 11 years.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God. Turning 11. Turning 11.
Okay, so I heard that, yeah, your business is booming, the skin philosophy. But what's surprising is you have a lot of male clients. I mean, majority of your clients are male compared to females. Would you like to share your thoughts on that? On why is it that male is the more dominant comes to your customers?
Well, let's just say that my clinic is gender friendly. You know, we cater to all genders. And I guess it's because I did my training in the UK. That's why I'm more sensitive to gender preferences. So when patients ask, for example, for face contouring with dermal fillers or with collagen stimulators, I ask them if they have a peg, for example. Do they want a more masculine look, a more feminine look, regardless of their biologic gender, sexual orientation. So I customize the procedures based on their preferences.
So parang ano ba yun? Like, tama ba? Ako at least my idea of it is parang, I think men din sometimes mas, or at least parang mas nahihiya minsan sa mga ganyang bagay. Well, the way we're seeing it now, I think, no, now in this generation, parang mas naging open yung mga lalaki din sa skincare and, you know, these different things. Is that, parang, are you seeing that na parang dumadami din talaga yung
definitely,
mga interested?
Because men have aesthetic concerns too, and these physical imperfections also affect their level of self-confidence. So people who face a lot of clients or suppliers, for example, want to look good. So a lot of men would go for acne treatments, scar treatments, and hair treatments, hair regrowth treatments, for example.
May actually, meron ko yung katabi ko curious sa mga hair regrowth. Yeah, no.
Speaking of
hair regrowth.
Pero I think I would just like to add on, bakit siguro mas open na yung mga lalaki ngayon in terms of their physical looks to improve ba? I think social media has something to do with it because, syempre, di ba, like dating app, ano ba unang makikita sa'yo, di ba, mukha mo. So, paano ka makakuha ng swipe right kung
that's a good
ano,
one.
Diba?
That's a good one. Diba? That's so true, actually.
Feel ko kasalanan din ng beach. Nakikita. I mean, people like that, you, because of the social media, the TikToks of the world, mas nakikita na ako ano yung perceived as guwapo ng mga tao. So, parang gusto mag-keep up ng mga guys na din.
O kasi pinopost mo nang pinopost yung sarili mo, diba? So, kailangan to get, ano, diba? Makakuha ka ng attention ng
to get
diba?
The swipe right.
Yeah, oh, the swipe right. The super like.
And picking up from that, we are all pushing for gender equality. The feminists would say, why are men pressuring us to look good when they don't take care of themselves. So I think that message got across. So more males are becoming self-conscious also. And it's not just about vanity, you know. It's also for health reasons.
Health reasons. Actually, crazy story. Well, I just remember this from siguro mga childhood days or teenage days na. For some reason, di ko alam sinong sira ulo nagpauso nito. Na, kunwari, if you're cleaning your face and you use products, alam ko panahon na Cetaphil pa yung uso. I-judge ka na ginagawin. Parang hindi ka naman, parang ba ito? Hindi ka naman ba?
There's shaming around.
Na looking back, parang bakit? Eh, mukha skin to eh, which is the biggest, tama, the largest organ in the body. So parang weird. Pauso nun na parang sinishame yung mga tao. I think that maybe because of that ignorance, no? Or sino man nagpauso nga nun. Parang, I think naka-affect siguro yun sa generation of, at least our generation, na iano ka na, ay, medyo ano ka, hindi ka, nagaganyan ka.
I think there's a term, vanidoso?
Ayun ba yun?
Vanidoso ba? Vanidoso.
I would call that toxic masculinity instead of healthy masculinity, because we all have our divine masculine and divine feminine sides. So we have to honor both. Just because you're male doesn't mean you shouldn't care about your health. Just because you're male doesn't mean that you should ignore your emotions, right?
Right. Kasi naturo na mali ka. Andito may doktor dito. Mali ka.
Let's go for healthy masculinity.
Totoo rin ba yung, kasi growing up, mayroon akong mga pinsan or kakilala na gumagamit sila ng facial care or whatever. Tapos hindi umuubra sa kanila. And then gagamit sila ng iba product. Tapos gagana. Totoo ba yun na mayroong hiyang-hiyang? Kasi, and factor din ba yung paggamit nun para magkaroon ka ng skin disease or something. Kasi, kung lalala pa. Kasi, ito, true story. I was fortunate enough na hindi ako nagdaan doon sa puberty stage na nagkaroon ako ng acne breakout. I did have a lot of blackheads. Tapos, pero yung acne, hindi talaga ako nagkaroon. There was just this one time, I think I was 26, 25, where nakitulog ako sa inyo. And it was your roommate. Gamit niya, hindi ko napapangalanan yung product. Nung maliligo ako, nakita ko merong ano doon, beep, paki-beep na lang siguro, master, na pang ano, hilamos. ginamit ko. Sabi, uy, may master, parang ano to, sikreto ng mga gwapo eh. So, ginamit ko. Then, siguro mga 2 days after, nag-breakout ako. As in talaga, sobrang dami talaga. Tapos di ko na alam kung anong gagawin ko. Nagpa-consulta na ako sa derma. Daming binigay na sabon sa akin. Doon lang siya nawala. So, yung sinisisi ko, yung roommate mo na yun. Pero alam mo yun, kung napapanood mo to, alam mo ikaw yun.
So, to answer your questions, there are several factors that really come into play. There can be some hormonal imbalance. Because since it was a sleepover, probably you slept late, you were drinking until the wee hours of the morning, or maybe you were so stressed. With regard to cosmeceuticals or the products that we apply on our skin, we have to take into consideration your skin sensitivity, the nature of the product that you're using. If you have a very specific skin problem, for example, I always use acne because it's so common. It's best that you consult with an expert because you need medical grade products. Some products are just cosmetic grade, so you don't get the optimum result. And sometimes you use products the wrong way, you end up burning yourself. There are DIY chemical peels out there, very potent retinols or retinoids out there. And a lot of people were getting chemical burns left and right, like bonggang-bonggang exfoliation talaga, kitang-kita mo. I'm not sure whether this product is still out in the market, but a lot of people were using that brand before. And you can identify these people and you can tell that they're using that specific product because it was highly advertised back then. So lahat sila nagpipil, lahat sila mapula.
So tama naman. So the ingredients really are the biggest factor, I guess. Kasi kung ano yung laman nun, and if that is not good,
not appropriate,
the skin in general, skin, right? Or for your skin type, then you might
sometimes
see,
like an acne medication is ineffective, or sometimes it's too potent, or sometimes you're just doing it wrong, you're using it wrong, or sometimes you have pre-existing skin conditions like seborrheic dermatitis, for example, yung parang dandruff sa hair or sa face. And that makes you sensitive to certain ingredients in acne medication. So it's best that you see a doctor so that you get a proper assessment before using these products.
I have a question. Like, are people who are more hydrated in general, do they most of the time have much better skin health? Or is that some random thing I just found online that's not
well, good? Hydration is very important in skin health. That's not the only factor that affects skin health, though. It follows that if you're dehydrated, then your skin quality deteriorates.
Is it true na if you're hydrated, minsan sabihin ng mga tao, parang medyo glooming or glowing dahil, kasi parang ang daming water? Or is it more so na dahil lang dehydrated, mas halata? Or parehas? Or can it be both?
Well, it can be a factor because when you're hydrated, you're a step closer towards healthier skin, right? It's just that you need to take into consideration other factors also. Like sleep, diet,
right?
Because
right.
Even if you drink a lot of water but you don't sleep or you don't eat then you still don't get good skin.
Well, I think we can jump to the
the hair loss.
Yeah, we can jump to, no, kasi very interesting kind of, I think especially now, no? Pero I think you can speak a lot more to this.
Bakit di naman ako expert? Ano lang ako? Well, yeah, I wanna ask lang, what are the usual causes of hair loss other than siguro yung mga sakit? Kasi ako wala naman akong sakit eh. Pero at the age of 23, nag-start agad siya. And I just blame it on the genes kasi both my grandfathers are, meron sila, ano sila, panot. Yeah, that's a term, panot. So, yeah. And if you have a receding hairline or balding, meron ba talagang solution? And ito bang sa akin, may solution pa ba talaga to? Just give it straight to me, doc.
Let's talk about your specific condition first. It's what we would call androgenetic alopecia. As the name suggests, it's a combination of androgen or hormonal imbalance and genetics. So you're very correct in saying that, you know, you can blame your genes for that. However, if we had been able to catch it earlier, we could have done some hormonal rebalancing and we could have done like the hair regrowth therapy, for example. I have a lot of patients who are just starting to lose hair or just starting to develop receding hairlines. So because it's still early on, you know, we're able to do the interventions and we're able to improve their hair volume. Now, I'm not saying that it's a permanent solution because for as long as the hormonal imbalance is still there, then you may still continue to lose hair. My analogy for this is like a swimming pool. So hair is like the water. When we do the hair regrowth therapy, we're like filling up the pool. And then because of the hormonal imbalances, you lose hair. So the pool loses water. Our objective is to make you grow some hair so that it's more cosmetically acceptable. At the same time, we do our best to limit the leak in the pool, or in this case, to limit the lifestyle factors that contribute to hair loss. Now, for other patients, the causes could be stress. When you develop alopecia areata, these are like very distinct bald spots. They can involve just the scalp or even the beard area, or you can lose all the hair in your body. That can also happen. Now, stress is a factor in there. Stress is a factor there. And there's what we call autoimmunity, or like your body is attacking itself. Your immune cells are attacking your own hair follicles. Now, hair loss can also be due to thyroid issues, nutritional imbalances. That's why when I treat patients with hair loss, I also give some supplements to address the nutritional deficiencies, especially protein, for example, because protein deficiency is one of the most common nutritional causes of hair loss also. Mm. And then high levels of stress can cause excessive hair fall. Like, for example, those who have just given birth, those who have just been hospitalized, those who have gotten really ill, those who have gone through like really challenging personal or professional trauma. Yeah.
So for his case, like you're saying, if early on na detection,
at this stage, is this too late?
Di ba like, di ba grabe naman?
Oh yeah, is wearing a cap factor?
Well, wearing a cap is not a factor.
Oh, nanay, yung nanay ko, mali ka. Lagi sinisisi yung sombrero eh.
I would say that it's best to intervene when the problem is still manageable, because, for example, when we do the hair regrowth therapy, we do injections. So it's going to be very painful if we're covering a big area. Plus, before we do the hair regrowth therapy, we assess the hair follicles first. If the scalp is already very shiny, it means the hair follicles are not viable anymore. So you cannot grow new hair when the hair follicles are already dead.
Right. But you've had marami ka na rin naging ganong customers.
Definitely. I have a lot of happy patients, whether it's because of telogen effluvium, like those who have just given birth and, you know, they suddenly start losing hair, whether it's because of alopecia areata, those distinct bald spots, or whether it's because of androgenetic alopecia. Like, I noticed that our treatments along with my lifestyle counseling produce really satisfactory results.
Balik ko lang sa akin uli.
Sure.
yung sa sinasabi mong parang super, yung wala nung pag-asa tubuan, hindi ba siya pwedeng transplant?
Well, you can do that. It's just that I don't do it at my clinic.
Pero hair transplant.
Would you recommend transplant ba? Or hindi ko alam kung totoo yung nabasa ko. Na, parang may duration lang siya. Na pag nagpa-transplant ka, I mean, some other time, mawawala din.
May shelf life.
Oo, may shelf life ba?
Well, if you have androgenetic alopecia, then it also means that, you know, you can lose whatever hair you grow there. So you have to weigh the costs against the benefits. Hair transplant costs a lot of money talaga.
Ang masakit din if sobrang mahal tapos mawawala din.
Exactly.
After 2 weeks.
And sometimes, you know, it doesn't take very well, or like the grafts don't survive. That's a lot of money down the drain.
This one might be a hard question, but maybe you have it at the top of your head now. So skin philosophy, what would be the number one thing? Yung pinaka ina-avail sa'yo? What kind of treatment is the, I guess, most popular?
I guess, in terms of number?
Yeah, maybe like the dami ng clients.
Acne. Yeah, there acne are lots talaga of people who have acne regardless of age. That's why.
And mostly adults?
All ages.
Or even like all teenagers. Ages.
That's why we do a lot of acne treatments. And because Skin Philosophy is an affordable luxury brand, like, we have treatment options that are not that pricey, and we also have treatments that are quite costly. Still, it's worth it because they're more aggressive. For example, like the acne electrosurgery, we selectively destroy the hyperactive oil glands, which cause recurrent pimples.
So there's something there that could be the one causing it. So not the trying to
eliminate. Well, structurally, there are, for example, hyperactive oil glands. That's why people get huge pimples on the same spots again and again, right? However, I still prefer to do a more holistic approach. I mean, I just do the acne electrosurgery when the case is really severe, when the face is significantly covered with huge pimples. If patients are willing to wait, for example, they're not in a hurry, they're not getting married anyway, or they're not leaving the country, then I prefer the more conservative approach. That would take about 2 to 6 months with a strict lifestyle program. Of course, the chemical peels, the lasers, the plasma facial for acne, the blue light treatment will not work as well if there's still an ongoing hormonal imbalance. Like if the patient is still very stressed, the patient is not eating right, the patient is not sleeping well, then it would be more difficult to correct the condition. Like the procedures will just treat the existing breakouts, but new ones will come out because of the hormonal right imbalance that hasn't been corrected yet.
Actually, doctor, pag I know, or based on experience, I would do during my teenage years, parang hindi ko alam kung ano ginagawa nila, basta they do something sa face to remove pimples. Parang, yes, mawawala siya, pero parang may tutubo ulit somewhere. And that's because some procedures, they just remove it, but doesn't really get to the
yes
root issue.
So these facials or acne surgeries or pricking, they just declog the pore or the hair follicle. they don't actually do anything about the oil glands. So at our clinic, aside from treating, for example, the bacterial overgrowth and doing exfoliation to reduce the clogging, we also have measures to address the hyperactive oil glands. So we do laser genesis, and that would reduce the oil gland activity for about a month. Or we do the acne electrosurgery, wherein we physically destroy the hyperactive oil glands. That's very selective. We don't destroy all of the oil glands, only the oil glands that keep on causing, you know, big pimples. Ideally, though, it's still best that we do hormonal rebalancing instead of resorting to acne electrosurgery. That's just my last resort. You know, when the patient is really like non-compliant. For example, people who work graveyard shifts. I cannot tell them to just quit their job, you know, but they're breaking out, they're depressed, they're crying, you know. So I give them that option, acne electrosurgery. But as a functional medicine doctor, functional medicine is like a form of lifestyle medicine. It's integrative. We take into consideration all lifestyle factors. I prefer to address the diet, the sleep, the stress levels, rather than just treating the symptoms of the condition, such as the pimples.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I want to go deeper into that. I just have one more question, because we've been seeing a lot of fear on social media. You see a lot of ads then, no? Others on Facebook or TikTok. But, Doctor, ang dami ng mga nagkakalat ng mga skincare products na random minsan, diba? Parang yung mga kahit sinong influencer mag-start ng...
Yeah, parang lahat ng influencer ngayon.
May sarili ng line.
Oo.
Beauty brand. Or that. And even yung mga clinics na parang bigla magulat ka na lang, tataman ako na ad na may nag-offer na 200 pesos na some procedure na, again, like, hindi mo lang ako legit or what. Pero parang ang dami na ngayon. And I think it's going back to our first, kanina, na realization na talaga nga na mas aware and conscious na yung mga tao ngayon eh, because of maybe social media, of dating apps or whatever. So, naglalabasan to mga random brands and all that. So, what do you think about that? Kasi ako, for me, for sure merong mga okay, and sometimes you see good reviews, pero for me, like, that can also be a little bit worrisome, I think, kasi hindi mo alam na yung quality. Like, minsan magulat ka mga 50, 90 pesos.
Exactly. What?
Ano bang mangyayari sa akin pag dilagay ko sa mukha ko? Diba? Have you been seeing these two, or like, or do you have an opinion on it?
Well, personally, like, I'm speaking as a client, not as a doctor. I would be concerned if a product is too cheap. I wouldn't, you know, put that on my face, because, you know, that's your face. And you might end up spending more money fixing the complications.
Parang may reason ba to bakit
why it's too cheap. Exactly. Right? It's either ineffective or the quality control is not that good. Buti nga sana if it's less effective lang. Like, for example, when it's being advertised as an acne medication and it's ineffective, parang that's more acceptable than, you know, getting a product that's too strong naman that may cause chemical burns. That's what I'm saying. And sometimes, even if the ingredients are not harmful, because you didn't consult with a professional, you didn't get the correct diagnosis, that product may be inappropriate for your skin condition. So it's always best to go to a doctor or any expert.
Right. So I'm not going to name... Well, to be honest, nakalimutan ko na rin naman yung name ng clinic nila. Pero may nakita kasi ako, for some reason, parang sobrang aggressive din ng ads ngayon ng mga ibang, mga bagong clinics eh. So, meron ako nakita. So, tinignan ko na lang yung reviews. Kasi, so, parang people are complaining a lot, no? And then, may isa doon na nag-comment, so I guess, nag-research siya ng matindi. Kasi sa galit niya doon sa clinic, parang na-realize niya na, kasi kaya pala mura dito kasi yung mga machine nila, parang mga, sobrang mga nabili lang sa kung saan, ganyan-ganyan. My theory is, baka because of technology and advancements, siguro dumadami rin yung mga murang equipment and bumababa yung cost to start this business. Now, kaya kung saan sino-sino na lang start. And yeah, so I guess yung pinaka, ano ko lang dito, important talaga yung technology din. Like yung machines, like you can't cheap out on these kasi baka harmful ba siya, or kasi I don't know, nagalit na yung isang tao, hindi ko alam kung nag-dealan siya to, pero parang yun yung sinisisi niya eh, kasi daw yung mga machine na ginagamit nito, mga kung saan-saan lang, ganyan.
Well, the two main factors that come into play would be the level of the technology of the machine and the expertise of the person using the machine. Because two surgeons may have the same scalpel, but the result will be entirely different. It is based on the skill of the practitioner talaga.
So, hindi man siya pwedeng irash. Hindi porket nakaipon ka, tapos bibili ka machine, is ano ka na, legit lang. It takes, well, skill and experience.
You can also end up burning a patient even if you're using a multi-million peso machine. You know, if you don't know how to use it. Or you may be administering the incorrect number of shots or the incorrect amount of energy. So, you also don't get significant results. The patient pays more than 100 grand and they don't get results, so they're so unhappy, right?
Yeah. Na-scam dating niya, nalugi.
Mas malaking lugi yun, diba? Than paying for a 100 peso facial, wala kang nakuha, and nagbayad kang 100,000 plus, wala kang nakuha. Just because the machine is expensive.
Actually, ko may nakuha siya eh. Nagka-pimple siya kasi na-stress siya. So, ano, lumala pa. Well, actually, very eye-opening. I just really wanted to hear then what you thought. Kasi nga parang medyo na, ako na-alarm na. I feel ko dadami pa eh. Parang,
and I guess, not to brag. It's just that for me, I built this brand because I want to genuinely help people. So it's the level of concern that you have for your clients that really spell the difference. It's the intention behind the service that you're delivering that spell the difference talaga.
So that's why hindi kaya ng conscience mo na half-assed yung service. Like, you're not skipping out on the quality. And for like, one thing talaga na I admire about the way you do your work. Yes, you've studied medicine, but you also, you know, are deep into functional medicine and self-healing. And I wanted to go deep into that because that's kind of one core focus that you have right now. So maybe you can share more about that journey.
So, let's talk about functional medicine first. How did I end up studying functional medicine? Well, it's also because of a personal experience. Because I struggled with PCOS acne in the past, I was taking a lot of oral medications for several years. Mm-hmm. And then there came a point when these oral medications like the antibiotics, the pills, the oral isotretinoin, you know, they weren't working anymore. I was still getting breakouts. And my liver function tests didn't show very good results. So my doctor warned me about that. And I'm like, what else can I do? So I was hoping to get a new supplier of hormones to like rebalance my hormones. And then there's this functional medicine doctor who told me, why don't you just allow your body to like heal itself by addressing the different lifestyle factors that contributed to the problem in the first place. So he said, you know, you should study functional medicine. We don't want just band-aid solutions, because when you take pills, for example, you're just simulating a normal environment for your body. You're not addressing, though, the insulin resistance, for example. There's a need to correct the diet. And then when you have high stress levels, you also contribute to more insulin resistance. So those factors have to be addressed. At first, I was resistant because it's more difficult to change like a person's habits than to simply, you know, prescribe a pill or a drug, right? A lot of my patients are very resistant to it. Like, they would tell me, eh, doc, nagtatrabaho ko eh. Eh, wala stress, that's normal. Or, pwede mo bigyan mo na lang ako ng antibiotic or any medication or any procedure just to fix everything. Yes, it's true. Our clinic offers quick fixes. I'm very transparent though that these would just address the current problems, because you also can't just sit there and do nothing, because it's affecting your self-confidence, right? Like, if you have a huge pimple and you're attending a big event the following day, of course you want that fixed. However, I calibrate my patient's expectations by saying, you know, a new one will come out if we don't do a more comprehensive treatment. That's why I tell my patients that lifestyle modification is really necessary. And I got into personal development because I realized that I myself, for example, will not stick to a health plan unless I know my reasons for doing these, like my whys. And in the first place, these stresses are there. These unhealthy habits, for example, compulsive eating or lack of motivation to exercise, they are all rooted in emotional concerns that haven't been addressed. That's why I became interested in a more holistic approach. Like, functional medicine covers physical health, mental health, emotional health, social health, professional health, and also spiritual health. I'm a psych major, so I became especially interested in emotional health and mental health.
That's deep, no? Parang when someone gets sick, or you take a pill or whatever that's prescribed, no? So the difference with your approach now, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that not only, okay, let's get you through that, maybe you get better, but why did that even happen in the first place? And what can we do so that does not happen again? Is that how it works?
I'm not trying to discredit oral medications, for example, or even procedures, because I still offer procedures at my clinic. It's just that I'm very transparent that the effects would be temporary without lifestyle change. So I really prefer to dig deeper, and it's easy to identify naman, like, for example, the unhealthy eating habits, the lack of sleep, the stress. However, what do you do about these? You can't just tell someone, you know, turn off the TV when it's already 9 o'clock, stop eating sweets, or don't be stressed. Like, that's difficult. When people tell you to not be stressed, that's when you become more stressed. Like, when they tell you don't be angry, you become more angry, right?
Yeah.
So there is actually a need to do the inner work, and it's not easy.
Well, what do you think about this approach?
Actually, while you were telling that approach, I went back to my... Back in our previous company, we would do incident reports, and part of it is identifying the issue, like doing 5 whys, why this happened, then why that why happened, then what would you do in order for it not to happen again, and similar to your approach. And that's really the hard part, is like doing... First is doing the band-aid solution first, what he said, drink medicine. But in order for it not to happen again, you like need to do a preventive maintenance. And I think that's really the hard part in terms of the holistic health, because everyone is always stressed.
Definitely, diba? Definitely. So, like, stress is like the number one killer now, because all these chronic diseases like diabetes, hypertension, cancer, they're all related to stress and other lifestyle factors, right? And you know, it's easier said than done. There's really a big need to address stress.
Parang stress is like, okay, like, but what really is what is the way, in your opinion, like to mitigate or lessen stress? Kasi for me, like, sometimes feel ko baka, oh, does it mean na if wala akong isipin, iba ako na rin manonood lang ako ng funny. Hindi ba ako stressed at this moment, or subconsciously ba stressed pa rin ako? Hindi ko na alam eh. Like, yeah.
I like the word that you used, mitigate. That's the right term for it, because we cannot completely eliminate stress. We can simply modify the way we react to stress. So there are several methods. I mean, I'm not gonna be able to cover everything. And in the first place, I don't claim to be someone who knows all the answers when it comes to stress management. Mm-hmm. This is just based on my personal journey and my studies. Meditation has been scientifically proven to lower cortisol levels. And because I'm a psych major and I have actually undergone psych therapy myself, I know that mindfulness helps, like catching yourself whenever you're thinking about stressful subjects and when you're feeling anxious, fearful, sad, and all these negative emotions. So awareness is the first step. And then when you do journaling, for example, when you write things down, I like making like a few columns. Like, the first column would be the negative emotion. Next column, trigger. Next column, thought process. Next column, reframe. When I do find the time, I mean, I do my best. I journal my emotions all throughout the day. For example, in the workplace, you feel angry. And then you identify the trigger. Oh, it's this demanding boss. And then you analyze your thought process. Oh, this boss has screamed at me in front of my office mates several times in the past. And then the reframe is, doesn't happen every day. Only happened when I didn't perform well. This person can actually be reasonable. So the next time you see that person, you won't get as stressed. Because like in the olden times, our ancestors would respond to stressors only while the threat is there. Like for example, there's a lion. Of course, you need cortisol, the stress hormone, to mobilize your muscles. Like the blood flow would be shunted from like the trunk to the lower extremities, for example, so that they could run fast, so that they could escape the lion. And then when the lion's already gone, like they'd shake off the cortisol, and then the blood flow would return to the trunk where the vital organs are. Because our ancestors knew that once the stressors are already gone, they can return back to normal. In today's modern world, even when the stressor is no longer there, we have these looping thoughts about them. So we end up living in a constant state of threat. That's why our cortisol levels are persistently elevated, even though the lion, quote unquote, whatever that lion represents in your real life, it's as if that lion is in front of you the entire time. So it's important to have a way to shift our focus from the stressors to things that bring us joy, that bring us peace, that bring us calmness. So, yeah, watching comedy is one strategy. However, if you overdo it, maybe that's a form of escapism because you can't just...
Distract yourself.
Because the only way to overcome the boogeyman is through the boogeyman. Not over it, not under it, not around it. Face it. Or make peace with it. You don't have to like wrestle with it. Sometimes you just need to make peace with it.
Dr. Kyla, so I think as you were sharing that, no, you're passionate about this. And how are you approaching it now? I heard that you're doing self-healing coaching. And like, can you share more about that?
I recently graduated from Mind Valley. I took the Paul McKenna hypnotherapy certification course. And when I talk to my patients, for example, I try to identify their emotional triggers and I've been offering hypnotherapy to some of my patients. Sometimes it's just plain counseling because of my personal journey. Like, I'm just very passionate about this. And because I'm in a much better place now, like, I want to share the same experience with people who are ready to take the same path.
Is it going to be a spin-off brand?
Yes,
or?
Definitely. I really want to shift to personal development, self-love coaching specifically. So hopefully by December, I get to roll out my programs. Wow. Fingers crossed.
Wow, okay. Is it going to be a group, like physical, like live, or is it
both,
like online?
And I'm also planning to come up with like digital products. Yes, because
nice.
A lot of books have helped me and other people's stories have also inspired me. You know, those stories about people who had like huge struggles and then they just narrated how they were able to overcome these seemingly insurmountable obstacles. They're really inspiring because if somebody can do it, then, you know, it's possible to like overcome such a big challenge. So I just want to share my story, basically.
That's exciting. So, abangan natin yan.
So while you are on this journey, what would you consider yung biggest learning mo?
Growing up, I was really high strung. I was taught to, you know, just suck it up and soldier on. So I realized that there's a need to honor our emotions and to really do the inner work because these unresolved feelings will creep up and affect different aspects of our lives, like our health, our interpersonal relationships, our self-talk. All of these aspects would be affected if we don't deal with these emotions. Like, there are people who don't know where to start. That's why I would like to offer this self-love coaching, because some people are just clueless and some people are not even aware that they have these issues.
Yeah. You have to love yourself to heal, right? Well, that's great. I think we're definitely going to look forward to that. Let us know once that's available and we can share it to everyone. Yeah, I think as we close, Dr. Akaila, we have this part where we ask you what your top three things are, or what your, basically your starter pack advice for people. Now, whether it could be anything, just lessons that maybe you want to share to our listeners and viewers.
To those who are struggling with self-image issues, I would still definitely start with medical aesthetic treatments, because you need an immediate fix. And then it's followed by a lifestyle plan, because it's best that we get to the root cause so that we can sustain the results that we're able to get with the aesthetic procedures and aesthetic products. And finally, to be able to stick to the lifestyle plan, inner work is necessary. We need to identify our whys. Like, because basically, human beings are driven by two main forces: the aversion to pain and the love for pleasure. So when we understand ourselves, our triggers or our motivations, then we could more easily stick with our game plan, whatever that is. Ask yourself that.
If you think about it, life, it's easier said than done. But if you really think about it, it's actually as simple as that. Like, just figure out if you have problems, like, okay, why is it happening? And then you address that. No? So, madali siya sabihin, mayroon siya gawin, pero if tsagain mo, wala kang choice eh. Not everything in life can be solved by like a pill or something. No? You need to do that. You need the inner work.
Loving yourself, understanding yourself, forgiving yourself.
Siguro ito na yung ano ko. Kasi never pa ako nagkaroon ng ano eh, ng wake up call para ayusin yung lifestyle ko. Every day is a cheat day for me. Alam mo yun, di ako nag-exercise. I mean, nagkaaroon ng stint na mag-exercise ako for like 1-2 days and then balik ako sa dating gawi. So, wala pa talaga ako. At least, ayun, lucky enough na hindi pa ako nagkaaroon ng sakit. Wala pa akong maintenance. So, ayun, siguro, wala. Kayo nga, wala akong wake-up call. I guess this is it. Ito na yun.
Well, I'm glad I made you think.
Yeah, yun, napag-isip-isip ako. So, I guess yun na lang. Kalaban ko na lang is discipline and yung pag-maintain talaga, which is easier said than done.
Doable.
Pero kaya. Like, it's doable.
You love naman yourself. You know, you can do everything.
So sabi kasi, na, sabi sa ni Kelvin, like, goal daw niya, like, at the end of this episode, tumubo na yung buhok niya. So, while we may not have solved that for you, at least nabigyan ka na wake up call ni Dr. Akaila for your health. So, so you're satisfied naman with
results. Naman.
It's been great, Dr. Akaila. Thank you so much for being here. And yeah, maybe where can people like find you and can follow you? Maybe some of them want to learn more about this self-healing coaching program, and maybe check out Skin Philosophy as well.
If you want to visit our clinic, we are located at Soho, Unit 202, Cityflex Towers, BGC. You can also reach us at 0917-890-6800. You can check out our Facebook page, Skin Philosophy by Dr. Kyla Talens, or Instagram account at Skin Philosophy. And then for my personal development journey and for my self-love stories, my self-healing stories, you can check out my Instagram account at Nikita Kyla. Thank you so much for having me, Nix and Kelvin.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, thank
bukas
you.
Na bukas may magpapa-transplant.
Hairy growth therapy. Don't do transplants.
sorry, look. Last one. May nagpapatanong lang kasi. Is ano ba ASG true? Talaga ba may ASG is after sex glow?
I have no idea.
Sa movie lang kasi siya nanggaling. I forgot the movie, si Gerald Anderson ata. Saka si ano. Pero meron, parang, which is true for some.
Scientifically ba? Like,
yeah, oo. Scientifically like, proven ba yun?
Any, di kasi kami nag-study ang medicine, so di kami alam.
To do with aura, I'm not sure. That falls under, I guess, the field of energy medicine. I mean,
oh well, baby doctor baka like gives parang na, may na-feel siya na for happiness about that.
Especially if you're doing it with somebody that you love and somebody who loves you, then there's like a beautiful energy exchange between you two. Then, yeah, your aura can change. Your energy field can change because that activity is supposed to be life-giving, you know. It again, it all boils down to intention. What was the intention behind the sexual act, for example? If it was designed to manipulate or it was designed to take advantage, then I don't think you will get that glow. But if the objective there was to give and receive love, then it has some merit. And actually, there's a device that measures energy fields surrounding people. So maybe you can do like an experiment.
Experiment ka daw. Try it out. Well, all right, guys. So thank you so much for listening to the Tidal Zone podcast, the number one podcast for Filipinos who want to make an impact. Make sure to follow us on all our pages. Join the Facebook group, Tidal Zone Podcast Community. And of course, subscribe and give us that 5-star rating on Spotify and hit that like button on YouTube. And that is it, I guess, for today. Thank you so much, Dr. Akaila, for being here.
Thank you for having me, Nick and Calvin. Thank you.
See you guys again next time.
Yeah, see you. Take care of yourself, right?